you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
This next segment works best when we hear from LGBTQ AirTalk listeners, because I really want to hear your experiences as an athlete in high school, college, perhaps you even played at the professional level, how your sexual identity related, if it did at all, to your relationships with your teammates. Did you keep your sexual identity private, not share it? What was that experience like? Was it one that produced anxiety for you, or were you highly compartmentalized and that didn't present a challenge? You someone who came out to teammates? What was the response of your teammates if you did that? 866-893-KPCC. So very important. We have participation from LGBTQ listeners. That's really what we built this segment around here on Air Talk. Yesterday, Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib became the first active NFL player to come out and to announce via social media that he's gay. He got a number of social media postings from professional athletes in a variety of different sports, lending their support to him. Joining us to talk about that in a bit more detail is Washington Post reporter who covers the Washington football team, Nikki Jabvala. Nikki, thank you very much for being with us. Detail a bit what the response has been like within the NFL.
Yeah, I think it's been overwhelmingly supportive. You know, we've seen reactions from teams through their official social media accounts. We've seen the reactions from players, both current and retired. And on the whole, it's been positive, which I think is, you know, also mirrors what Carl Nassib said in his video message and Instagram post about the love and support he's received from players, you know, the coaches, other teams, family, friends. So on the whole, it sure appears like the experience for him has been nothing but a positive one.
And I presume this is what we would have expected from the NFL, right, Nikki? This is a league that has come a very long way.
Yeah, I think we've seen quite a bit of change in pro sports as a whole, really, even in the last few years. You know, you think about the willingness and the embrace of players, teams, coaches to speak out more about things that are important to them, be it causes or personal experiences or anything of the like. So I think we've seen a lot of change in recent years, a lot more acceptance overall. So I would say this was fully accepted. And in a sense, it almost felt somewhat normal. It felt like a normalized, the way he announced it, the comfort, the at ease he seemed, how at ease he seemed. It just seemed like this felt like the right time in the league's history at this moment to be able to come out with something like this and receive full support like he has.
Nikki, it's so funny because, you know, we've had so many athletes who've come out in tennis and other sports. And so when Nassib came out yesterday, it sort of hit me like, he's really the first to come out in the it hit me by surprise. And I thought about it. Well, there was it Michael Sam at the Rams who didn't actually make the team? But then it hit me like, yeah, that's right. There hasn't been an active player. But my first reaction was surprise that we've reached 2021 and we have not had someone, an active player, come out at this point.
I agree with you. I mean, the way he announced it felt a bit more normal just for kind of where we are as a society.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a bit surprising. I mean, there have been a number of athletes, former players that have come out, you know, in retirement. But Michael Sam, he was obviously the first NFL player, even though he did not play it down. He became the first active player in the Canadian Football League to be openly gay. But yeah, Carl Nassib is the first one to be actively playing in games, taking snaps in games for an NFL team and be openly gay. It is surprising. And the number is still very small. And I would imagine there are many more other athletes who, you know, are not ready to come out, not willing to come out, or, you know, just don't feel comfortable just yet. And perhaps this opens the doors for them as well.
Well, that's what I was wondering. If Nassib's move now is going to mean that many of the gay players in the NFL and other professional leagues will feel more comfortable about coming out. Again, I'm asking LGBTQ listeners to wear talk. If you played on teams in high school or in college, did you share your sexual identity at all with your teammates? Did you keep that private? What was the reaction of your teammates? What was the degree of stress that you might have had, if any, with your teammates over the issue of your sexual identity? We're at 866-893-KPECC. You can also tweet at AirTalk or post on the AirTalk Facebook page. With us as well is University of Winchester Professor of Masculinities, Sexualities, and Sport, Eric Anderson. He was America's first openly gay high school coach at Huntington Beach High in 1993, coaching cross country and track. Professor Anderson, very good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Larry. Pleasure to be back.
So what do you think about Nassib's social media post? And do you anticipate this will open the door for other gay and lesbian athletes who have not become public about it to do so?
Well, it really is the biggest non-event in recent sport history. And I mean that with all compliments. It is historically significant, without a shadow of a doubt. But it's also come at a time in which we're so used to people being out about their sexual identities. We're so used to, you know, having stars and other figures that it's just kind of a non-event. If I ask my students, if I said to my students, you know, there's no professional footballers, for example, who are out in the sport of soccer, they would just say, or they do just say, really? It's kind of a surprise that they're not there. So it's a big deal, and it's not a big deal all at the same time.
Yeah, kind of like the response I had to Nassib's posting. It's like, I had to think for a moment because it didn't sound right. You've done studies of LGBTQ athletes looking at their experiences, and you know what is the range of experiences that people have, and do you see certain patterns within certain types of sports?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me give you a bit of a glimpse into that data. The first thing is his coming out in the NFL is not going to open the doors. There's not going to be a watershed moment where loads of athletes start coming out. And that's because they're just not there. Gay men are not as interested in playing football, basketball, soccer, baseball, as they are in more aesthetic sports, more individual sports. You know, we often hear about a lack of LGBT athletes, and what we really mean is a lack of gay men in professional, the big five professional sports, including hockey in that one. And we assume that it's because, you know, these men are hyper-homophobic, these men on these team sports. But that is not what the research bears. You have to remember that team sport athletes are, by definition, young, right? They're all, you know, they're all pretty young. And they've grown up in a culture in which homophobia is just not acceptable. So the NFL, they all have college degrees. They all have gay friends in some capacity from college. So the assumption that these men represent hyper-homophobia, it just doesn't bear out in the data. And yeah, let me tell you what the data shows. My friend Sid Ziegler of Outsports.com and I have just completed the largest study in the world of openly gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender athletes. These are high school and university athletes from the United States and Canada. We have 1,001 of them. And I'll give you a snapshot as to what we
found. Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether they come out in football or basketball or diving, cross country or tennis. They are all treated just the same. About 4% show they have some problem coming out in sport. It tends to be people who came out years ago. Athletes are coming out in droves, and they are reporting having either neutral experiences, about 25% of them, And the rest are all having highly positive experiences, 75% or so.
Wow.
But let me just throw out the caveat. When I say 25% neutral, that isn't necessarily an equation that there was some good and some bad and it balances out to be equal. It just means that, you know, they said, oh, and I'm gay, and their teammate said, great, kick me the ball. And so it's just neutral really means the mundanity of coming out. Like, if they don't care, then it's not a super positive experience, because why should it be? And on the other hand, it's not a negative experience either. It just is. And so that's probably the top reason that people are choosing that neutral category. So if you add that neutral category in, you're looking at across the entirety of the United States, urban, suburban, the South, the West, the Midwest, this is just not a big deal. 96% are having perfectly acceptable experiences in sport.
Well, given that you came out as a high school coach, 28 years ago, something like that, this must be very heartening for you as a researcher to see.
Oh, it's amazing. When I came out at Huntington High in 1993, there was symbolic violence and there was some pretty serious actualized real violence, not just against me, but against my athletes who were thought gay because they had a gay coach. And it just reflects the incredible homophobia of the mid-1980s. Homophobia apexed in 1988. It held steady till about 1992. And then you'll probably remember Bill Clinton ran for office and he had a gay pride necklace on and he was talking about allowing gays to serve in the military. American homophobia has been on a rapid and extreme decline ever since. Now, I'm not saying that there's no homophobia left in America. Certainly there is. But it is homophobia has become stigmatized. So when I did my first study of high school and collegiate athletes in America in 2001, I found that they were conditionally accepted. There wasn't hostile violence against them. And it absolutely blew me away. I did a replicate study in 2011, and I found that there was acceptance that wasn't conditional, that they were just accepted for the fact that they were gay. And then, of course, a decade later, I've just completed the study of 1,001 athletes, and we're finding that, you know, basically coming out is pretty much so mundane.
We're talking with University of Winchester Professor of Masculinities, Sexualities, and Sport, Eric Anderson, former high school cross-country and track coach in Huntington Beach back in 1993 when he came out, first American high school coach to come out publicly. Also with us is Washington Post reporter who covers the Washington football team, Nikki Jabala. Let's listen to what Las Vegas Raider defensive end Carl Nassib said in his social media announcement yesterday.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. I'm at my house here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that like one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate. And I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project.
That's Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib. Let's talk with listener Cameron in Cyprus. Thank you, Cameron, for joining us. What was your experience?
So my experience was, it was pretty frightening at first, initially the thought of coming out, just because my hometown, the area, the school district that I went to is very conservative. But actually coming out to both my family, my friends, and then my teammates as well, I did cross country and track. It was actually a great experience. It really didn't matter at all to them. And I think that kind of speaks to the time that we're in, as well as changes in perception over time. This was like back in 2014, so it wasn't relatively too long ago. So I'm just very glad that it was easier than I thought it would be.
And that's even in a conservative small town that you had that experience.
Yes, that was the surprising part, was the small town. The fact that like the neighborhood that I was in, the people, my teammates were so accepting. I'm not sure if there were people who weren't, but that wasn't expressed. The response that I got were all positive, and I was very happy to hear that.
All right, Cameron, thanks very much. Dylan in Westwood, I understand you played professional volleyball in Europe. What was your experience?
Yeah, Yeah, hi, Larry. So I'm pansexual, and I can kind of pass off as being straight in, like, public settings.
Dylan, we're getting such a bad hum in the background. I'm so sorry. I'll try and just share what I was able to glean. You played in Italy, I understand, for a year. You had a couple of gay teammates who were ostracized, so you avoided coming out, just avoided it, as I understand, in Italy. You'd already, though, you were out to your family and friends back in the States. That's Dylan in Westwood. All right, you can share your comments on the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. I want to thank our guests joining us today, researcher and professor at the University of Winchester in England, Eric Anderson and Nikki Javala, a Washington football team reporter for The Washington Post, talking about Carl Nassib's announcement on Instagram yesterday that he's gay. We'll see what, if any, response that has on other gay professional athletes who've not been public about their sexual identity. It's Air Talk on KPCC. We have much more to come in just 90 seconds.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.